We are very pleased that the House and Senate Budget Committees are taking up resolutions that are fully in line with the President's key priorities. Not only do they embody the four key principles that the President has put forward for the budget, but they are 98% the same as the budget proposal the President sent up in February. We want to make sure that the budget reflects key investments in healthcare, in energy, in education, and cuts the deficit in half. And both the House and Senate Chairman's marks do precisely that. First, with regard to cutting the deficit in half, the House Budget Committee's resolution hits $586 billion in 2013. The Senate Budget Committee's resolution hits $570 billion in 2013. Both of those meet the standard of cutting the deficit in half. With regard to health care, exactly as under our budget, both the House and Senate include deficit-neutral reserve funds to kickstart the health reform process. The way the budget resolution implements the proposals that the President put forward and the concept that the President put forward is through a deficit-neutral reserve fund. The reserve fund that we had in our budget was also deficit-neutral, and so again, the budget resolution is just reflecting precisely the approach that the President put forward in our budget. With regard to energy, again, exactly as under the President's budget, we had a deficit-neutral reserve fund, and both the House and Senate marks also have a deficit-neutral reserve fund for clean energy. With regard to education, in addition to the $100 billion that was in the Recovery Act, the Chairman's marks in both the House and Senate include funding for the proposed increases in Pell Grants that the President put forward, albeit they do it on the discretionary side rather than the mandatory side. And in addition to that, they create a deficit-neutral reserve fund, which would permit mandatory proposals in the education sphere, including perhaps making the Pell Grant mandatory. Clearly, there were some adjustments that were made, but let's examine what the adjustments are. With regard to discretionary spending, out of the 18 functional categories in the budget, 13 are exactly the same in the Senate, 12 are exactly the same in the House, and even when you incorporate the differences, if you look at overall discretionary spending, the difference relative to the House compared to the President's budget proposal is 0.6%, and in the Senate it's 1.2%. So again, some differences, but relatively modest. Another thing that has been noted is that we had tied the extension of making work pay to revenue from cap and trade. The House and Senate budget resolutions do adopt a different approach. I would note with regard to making work pay that we have already, in the Recovery Act, gotten 2 years of that tax credit, so we have 2 years to figure this out. We are also forming and tasking the Volcker Board with three tasks. One is tax simplification. The second is closing tax loopholes and reducing tax evasion. And the third is reducing corporate welfare. And it's worth noting that with regard to that first category, one of the key things that the Volcker Board will be examining is ways of unifying, streamlining, making more consistent the various credits that are out there, making work pay, the earned income tax credit, the child tax credit, and what have you. And in addition, with regard to the tax gap, there are hundreds of billions of dollars in uncollected taxes each year. The task force on tax reform that will be formed by the Volcker Board will be examining ways of being even more aggressive on reducing the tax gap, which could provide funding for tax provisions, including an extension of the Making Work Pay tax credit. The President believes that the following prospective members of the board would be especially well-suited to carry out the mission of the Tax Reform Task Force, in particular, Laura Tyson, Roger Ferguson, the CEO of TIAA-CREF, Bill Donaldson, the former SEC chairman, and Marty Feldstein, a professor of economics at Harvard University. That task force will report back to the board, and the full board will report back to the President with options for tax reform by Friday, December 4th. So There have been some changes made, but again, the vast bulk of what is in both the marks are aligned with the key priorities of the president. And I think it's very clear that if you look at the budget resolutions that are being adopted by both the House and Senate, they are from the same family as the president's budget. The resolutions may not be identical twins to what the president submitted, but they are certainly brothers that look an awful lot alike.